It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
And now we come to the thrilling final episode of our radio drama.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative. Gets the people going.
The Greg Hill Morning Show. Starring.
I'm here for it, Brock.
I'm sure Greg Hill does a mediocre job.
What is wrong with a man who loves a dog?
Greg Hill.
Second was collecting figurines.
Yeah, this is
like
the one.
Star Wars figurines.
Yeah.
Signed the battle.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty.
All right, what up, adults?
Yes, queen.
I did not know that.
Wiggy.
And we were banging for 2.5 hours in the morning, and then we were coming out in the afternoon and banging for another 2.5 hours. And we were doing this every single day.
Joined by the Relationship Alpha.
Here's seismologist that turns my tune.
Courtney Cox.
Another sad story. A rock slide killed an excavator worker. Is it excavator worker? Or excavating worker?
Well, I'm assuming that the person was working
the excavator.
And accompanied by
the real Slim Shimey. Please.
I'm standing up.
Two big brains behind the glass.
Get past that.
Like, talk to me, Daddy.
Curtis and Shime.
Did you celebrate National Bao Bun Day yesterday?
I did not. No, I'm not a big Bao Bun guy either. I really don't.
That's your mistake. You missed out. It was delightful. I had a pork and chive Bao Bun.
I have no idea what a Bao Bun is.
Now.
Sweet, sweet taste of victory.
And I am 100% passive judgment.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
This is a godforsaken bunch of... You guys, I've never heard of this name in my life.
On Boston Sports Original.
The vibes are immaculate right now.
Yours is all about a good time, a good vibe. You're a vibe curator.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill! Greg Hill!
Go!
Greg Hill!
Show!
All right.
What up?
Hi, Wiggy.
What is good?
How you doing?
Yeah, man, I'm living life.
I just want to warn everybody, my back is locking up on me, as Shime just described it.
That's probably an age thing, baby.
Probably because I went out and dominated two young fools on the golf course yesterday at Granite Link, Shime.
Good for you, Greg. I'm proud.
Brees Hill and his buddy Rob Ryan. Absolutely dominated.
All right.
We were playing skins. And it came down, I will say, it came down to the last hole. And
that's shirts and skins?
No, I forget you know nothing about golf. Never mind, Wiggy. It was not shirts.
I hope you wore shirts.
It was not shirts or skins. But anyway, I like five times this morning, I've moved in the wrong way.
Oof.
And the back seizes up. It's got to be an age thing.
Yeah.
I don't want to get into it. We have a lot to talk about. Yep. It's a Patriots Monday, and Gerard Mayo will join us at 9. And unless he suffers like I do from an eye thing, I don't know how he could not watch that game last night and determine that Drake May should absolutely be your week one starter. Yes, victory lap for you, Shime. Go ahead and take it this morning. Take
he
it right now.
Just, it's different when he's on the field compared to Jacoby Brissett. Like, the ability to escape some of the pressures minimizes just how bad that offensive line is, and it's bad.
Yeah, no,
like,
it's awful.
Like if I was playing.
He's going to get killed out there with that line, but so is Jacoby Brissett.
Right.
And so did Jacoby Brissett last night. But just to be clear, you talk about scrambling with the football. He did it very first series that he was in that game last night and went and got you first down. So, it's as far as I'm concerned, it's the May way. As the bracelets read,
yes.
It has to be the May way.
And his protection, too, when the snaps just weren't going his way. Like, as a rookie quarterback, in my mind, he just looked like nothing could rattle him. And isn't that all you want?
Yeah, he definitely looks the part. Like, you know what I mean? And I get it's preseason and people are going to talk about...
Oh, I know. Greg, you're gushing about him against the twos and the threes and against the Washington Commanders. I get it.
But he can control the huddle. Like, he looks functional out there as a starter. And he has the athletic ability to get out of some sticky situations and make some plays when he's on the run. So that's what you look for in a young guy, that he's not rattled mentally.
Yeah.
And so far, that's what it looks like. So just play him and see where it takes you. And then next season, he'll have all that, you know, he'll have all those reps underneath his belt.
Yeah, I mean, we have an opening in the cart room at Granite for that backup center last night, who has an issue when it comes to transferring the football to the quarterback. But you're not going to have to worry about that because of David Andrews. So
no.
Thank God. Praise Jesus for David Andrews.
Well, that's the position you look at. You go, right now, when you start to look at where the Patriots are in depth as far as offensive line, I kind of look and I go, all right, Michael Owenu's probably going to play right tackle. That's what I would do. City Sal at guard, David Andrews at center. Then it would be trying to figure out who I'm going to have at the left guard. It might be the Mafi kid. And your left tackle is, granted, I get it, it's, you know, the most valuable position on the offensive line, and you don't know where you are at that position. But the other guys are kind of like, you kind of know where you're going with those guys.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really about whether or not Gerard Mayo is going to say, we're going to let Drake May be the week one stop.
I mean, Shime, your guy played without a shoe last night. That's all I need to see.
Yeah, I mean, what else do you need from him, Greg? He can do it with one foot.
Yeah, you don't need much.
I don't know. I'm concerned, though, that maybe not on this show this morning at 9, but later on today when he is supposedly going to share his decision that Gerard Mayo somehow decides that Jacoby Brissett, as long as his shoulder isn't a lingering situation, is going to be the guy.
How depressing is that, though? Like, you watch that out, that body of work out there, and granted it was short for Jacoby and he did get hurt, but like, is there any oomph behind him? Is anybody watching that saying, wow, I'm really excited for this season when it's Jacoby Brissett out there?
No.
Like, no disrespect, but
other than the Brissett family, I would say probably you're right about it. There's no oomph.
And if he goes,
we need more oomph.
We need some pizzazz.
We need some oomph.
And if he goes with Jacoby Brissett, then that tells me, which you should never coach this way, but that tells me they're afraid he's going to get hurt. That's what they, and they're praying and hoping
they're
that
afraid that Drake May is going to get
hurt. Yes, if he's the starter, and they're praying and hoping that Jacoby Brissett can play several weeks without getting hurt until maybe they feel like they have more confidence in the offensive line. But if you have a concern, just listen. Keep an extra tight end in there or a running back and protect the edges a little bit. But that, if he's not the week one starter, that's what it tells me.
Yeah, I cannot wait to talk to Gerard Mayo about it because I cannot wait to hear where he is at this moment this morning on the two of them. So and we will talk with the head coach of the New England Patriots coming up at 9. not a very good weekend for your Boston Red Sox. They were. Can you still use the term slaughtered? Is that okay, or is that a problem?
No, I think I'll you use that.
Okay, I heard over the weekend that the term. This is important for you, Wiggy. I've been in it for quite some time, but the term empty nester has become a real issue and needs to be canceled. So
really,
slaughtered. We could talk about that later.
Mm-hmm.
Slaughtered Friday,
mm-hmm.
Saturday. Your walking runs in, and then you can't even salvage the series with a win, a single win. Yesterday.
And what were you up 4-0 in that game?
Yes.
Yep.
So I
at home too. It's a home issue with them.
I know. It's become one.
Yeah.
We're just basically at the point of this season where it's like they keep us invested just enough because like let's say they'll win another couple of series, or maybe they win their next series and they get 2.5 games back from that third wild card spot.
But
they're not close enough to where they're not bad enough where they're completely out of it.
No, if you don't consider the third wild card to be completely out of it, yes.
Right.
I mean, they're the Boston Red Sox.
Right, but isn't that what people are looking at?
Are people looking at the fabled Boston Red Sox
mm-hmm.
as being, are they going to be happy with a team that is hanging on 3 games out of the third and final wild card spot
mm-hmm.
that didn't exist up until, 10 years ago or 8 years ago, whatever it was.
Well, it keeps you invested just enough because, they're 4.5 out now. If they were, six and a half games out, I think people would be like, whatever. But that's the problem with this team. They're not completely out of it where you're just like, all right, there's no need to really invest in them no more. They just do enough to kind of like, even though nobody's expectations are high, but they do enough just to keep you hanging around.
Yeah. Well, we got a lot to talk about, Patriots and Red Sox and other things. Curtis is on vacation this mm-hmm. week. I mean, not officially, but from my perspective, last week of summer, which is so depressing. I guess we still have Labor Day weekend, and so we'll make the most of that. But
yeah.
It's kind of done and finished. This is Walter. Walter, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. I agree with you guys. May should start. He's clearly better, but you shouldn't worry. You'll see him by end of the first quarter because Seth's going to get hurt. They're going to send free rushes all day against Cincinnati. It's going to be brutal. So he's going to get in.
Yeah.
Because there's no way they haven't played against a starting defense, and they've let free runners go every game. So,
yeah.
And Brissett doesn't move like him. You'll see May early regardless. So,
yeah. Well,
but he is head and shoulders above Rob Brissett.
Your lips to Mayo's ears.
But I agree with the caller there. Yeah. Don't you feel like that even if Jacoby Brissett starts in week one,
he's not going to last long.
Yeah, it's.
But what's the point then of everybody saying that they're worried about Drake getting hurt? So if Jacoby goes out, then what? They're going to put
Drake in?
Yeah. Well, so that's what I'm saying. So then Drake's going to get hit over and over again anyway.
Right.
So just start him.
Yeah, that's why I said I don't get why their theory is this way of their concern because you're going to see him relatively early. That's why I said I set the over and under at 6 games,
yeah.
And I think you're going to see Drake May well before week 6.
You just can't
6.
Have it both ways. Either you're going to tell me that if Jacoby gets hurt, you're going to put Milton in or Zappy, then that's one thing, and you're protecting Drake from the O-line and everything that goes along with it, or you're going to put Drake May in and you should just start him.
Yeah. Zappy's gone, though. I mean,
right.
Let's be honest. And, it's going to be Jacoby, Drake, Milton.
Yeah.
And then you're going to see if you can allow Zappy to get on with somebody else. You're not going to keep 4 quarterbacks.
I think Milton looks better than Drake May does. You see those? There's already been one of those in the Twitch chat.
Yeah,
Miller time. He brought all of his comments to the text line, then had to make sure that they were heard in the Twitch.
Oh, you'll get that. You'll get that.
Speaking of Twitch, you can watch this show on Twitch and on YouTube. And thank you in advance to those who are or will watch
mm-hmm.
the show on Twitch. You can even participate in the lively, sometimes dangerous Twitch chat, which is ongoing during this show. We are going to get to today's leads in 10 minutes or thereabouts. They said it. A quick back and forth on what they said over the weekend in sports coming up at 7. The news with Courtney coming up at 7:30 or 7:45 or so. And as I mentioned at the start of the show this morning, we will talk with the head coach of the New England Patriots, Jerod Mayo, at about 9 on a Patriots Monday here at WEEI. Here for you now is Courtney, our queen, with what is trending right this moment.
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. Trying a new energy drink this morning, a new pre-workout. So we will see how this one hits me. All I've seen too many people in my DMs, on Twitch, on the text line, telling me the bad parts about Celsius.
Uh-huh.
So I have made the switch.
Okay. What are you mentioning the product? Or?
Well, it's called C4. Scheim likes it as well, I believe. So we'll see.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But I could be jittery. I don't know.
Now, what is it when you say the pre-workout? Are you planning on benching 400 pounds or something? Like, what is your schedule? What do you need to pre for?
I have a solid core class immediately after the show.
What?
Solid core.
So you're going to do some jumping jacks or something?
No, you are on a reformer, a Pilates reformer, and it's quite difficult.
Is that really the machine thing?
Yes.
That's called a reformer?
Yes.
I see.
Well,
okay.
See what you got to do.
Yeah.
Or if it doesn't work, I'll put you on my boy with wake-up water.
You have a boy for everything.
Yes, he does.
And it's none of that, like, jittery, like, you know, it's wake-up
like
water.
Concussion water?
It's like energy water, so.
Oh, yeah. All right.
He's a Seaport guy, a Southie guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
What up,
Tyler?
If you're wondering, my pre-workout this morning was the extraordinary banana bread that DMs made for me this weekend.
Ooh. Oh.
It was 110 out of 100, the banana bread, with chocolate
chips.
You know, chips in it.
Greg, can I make a claim?
No, you cannot comment. You can't tell me that you used to eat banana bread and you've given it up. You can't say
No, anything. I'm not going to say that. I'm going to say I think banana bread is the most underrated of the breads.
Oh, of the entire bread universe?
Yeah, because we talk a lot about on this show about Wiggy loves scally bread,
right.
The focaccias of the world. No.
Banana
bread always gets overlooked.
Yeah, you know what? It's of interest because it can be breakfast, but it can also be a dessert.
Absolutely.
And there aren't a lot of breads that can be a breakfast, if you want, a snack,
mm-hmm.
and a dessert. There are not a lot that are in that category.
That's what I'm saying, man. It's so good.
But
it's
anyway,
unique. All right.
I'm glad you got a new pre-workout.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. The Patriots dropped their final preseason game 20-10 against the Commanders. The one touchdown for the Pats came from a Drake May-led Kevin Harris score. Drake played the most out of the four QBs, completing 13 of 20 passes for 126 yards and that touchdown. Jacoby Brissett started this one. He completed 2 of 4 passes for 19 yards. Drake would have another TD, but it was called back for illegal formation. Here's what Drake had to say about that.
I think they went cloud. We kind of had a little concept to the left. I was trying to work backside and end up getting outside the pocket. And I think it would have been close if I passed the line. It was definitely real close. I'm not sure what the team copy looked like. But, KJ just making a play. And Bummer got called back. But same thing, you know, just hurting ourselves and a two-minute drive. Can't do that.
We also already mentioned it this morning, but Jacoby did get banged up during his time out there, favoring his throwing shoulder. We'll talk to Jerod Mayo at 9 o'clock this morning and be able to ask him about an update, but here is what he had to say after the game last night.
Would he have been able to play?
He would have been able to continue.
What's his health status right now? Is he?
I talked to him. Look, we'll see tomorrow. You always feel a little bit more sore the next day, but he said he was good. We'll find out tomorrow.
The Sox dropped their finale with Arizona 7-5, completing the Diamondbacks sweep. They now have the Blue Jays in town tonight, welcoming them to Fenway Park. First pitch at 7:10 with Cutter Crawford getting the start. You can hang out with Rich Keefe at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Lou Maloney have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network.
Oh, and of note, Danny Jansen will make Major League Baseball history today. Early game, the game suspended by rain.
Mm-hmm.
He will be behind the plate, and he will be the first Major League Baseball player ever to play for two teams in a single game. So that at least is a highlight when it comes to the season for the Boston Red Sox.
It was very cool. Very, very cool. And quickly, it took extra innings, but Florida beat Taiwan in the Little League World Series. So USA, USA.
All right.
Signature Farms Boneless Chicken is now on sale at Shaw's and Star Market today through Thursday. Pick up value pack all-natural boneless chicken breast or thighs for just $1.97 a pound when you use the digital coupon. That's limited to two per customer. Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network. That is what's trending. Here is Scheimer with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. It's currently 64 degrees and cloudy here in the city of Boston. The high today is 78. Also a chance of brief thunderstorms later this afternoon. But overall, a nice little day for you.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sean, I have noticed a new trend, especially when it comes to the country genre, and that is borrowing the riffs of classic rock songs.
Oh, I believe that's called sampling, correct?
Correct.
No. I don't believe so. I would rely on my guy Wiggy when it comes to that, but
sampling is when they take...
You have to use the actual piece of
audio
of music, like the actual riff. So in that case, it's David Bowie that is being
Rebel Rebel
is what is being borrowed from, but it's not a sample. Like a sample would be Eminem or whomever using the actual riff from the actual song. There's another song I heard yesterday. Brees played it for me while we were golfing with Jelly Roll, in which they are borrowing from a classic rock song. Do you know what I'm talking about? Help me. New Jelly Roll song.
Oh, Jelly
Roll. Somebody help me. Text line.
Twitch Losers, chat. The one with
No, Malone? Lonely Road?
Lonely Road.
Is that the one with MGK where they kind of copy Country Roads?
No, but that is one. That is also one. But there's what did you say, Courtney?
Losers.
Losers.
That's with Post Malone.
No. I'm okay with it.
No.
It's like an homage, I think, to great classic rock songs. That's
a lot of stuff like it's sampled.
That's why they're doing it.
Yeah. It's like how every movie is a sequel or a prequel or.
Yeah. Speaking of movies, I may go in the film direction for my lead this morning, if that's okay.
Oh, I love the movies.
Okay. I think you're going to be disturbed by this breaking news this morning. It's a Patriots Monday. We will talk with Gerard Mayo at 9 this morning as the Patriots now can get ready for the regular season. And now we can debate all day long who should be the starter week one. I am firmly in the Scheim camp on this after last night. I have seen enough when it comes to the body of work of Drake May, and I believe that you go let the kid eat.
Yep.
As the expression might go at this point, let him loose.
That's it.
I've seen enough.
That was
And if he doesn't get killed because that offensive line is absolutely horrendous, that's going to be, if they don't win any football games this season, that's going to be the indictment on them, is that they did absolutely nothing when it came to the offensive line, and it stunk last season.
They have $50 million in cap space. They didn't even bring like actual bodies in. They spent like $20 and some bubble gum on an offensive line. It's kind of weird.
Oh, thank you, Texter. Chevrolet is the Jelly Roll song.
All right.
which if you haven't heard it, it's really good. Maybe we can rejoin with that later. But anyway, yeah, I mean, it's like, so you're going to limp through the season with that awful offensive line anyway.
Right.
So you might as well get, like Wiggy says all the time, get Drake May the live reps and right. get ready for next season.
The on-the-job training that he'll need.
Yeah. Why not? Right?
And he, you know, he gives you the best chance at winning games. If you look at the two, just Jacoby Brissett and Drake May, and you look at how they played, he gives you the best chance of winning games. Granted, it might not be a lot of games, but you put him in there, he gives you a better chance than Brissett.
I'm sorry. I love the listeners of the show. Here's a 401 text from Rhode Island. Hello to everybody who has listened to this show loyally in Rhode Island for 5 years on our Providence station. Thank you. Says, Greg, are you one of those inconsiderate people who thinks it's okay to play music on the golf course? Yes. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. And so is my son,
Brees. What a hard-o take.
It is a complete hard-o take.
No music on my golf course.
They have you noticed they have the speaker system in the golf cart?
Yep.
You kind of nice.
They want you playing music on the golf course. At Granite Links, at least we do.
Right. Makes it more fun.
This is not the Masters.
Right.
Like, I was behind a dude. Literally, we were rolling through yesterday. Great round of golf. Day was beautiful. Granite Links is like my, other than Nantucket, it's my happy place. And if anyone
missed it, Greg won.
I did win. Embarrassing for those kids. I mean, I destroyed them. The fools that I was playing with. But we're behind these three guys, and they are the slowest players I have ever encountered in my life. They are, one of the guys is Shime, teeing up his ball. I was able to see this because I was continually waiting for them to catch up with the group that was in front of them.
Mm.
So tees up the ball, gets up, walks back, stands behind it, takes a look. Did I just break something?
No, you just knocked over one of the bobbleheads.
Takes a long look at it, gets back up there, takes a practice swing, goes back 5 feet behind the ball, takes another long look at it. Meanwhile, the other guys, they're moseying around. They're trying to, when they're on the green on a par three, they're all looking at each other's putts the entire time as opposed to playing ready golf.
Right.
One of the most frustrating days. I could have been done with that round in 3 hours and 45 minutes, and it was 4 hours and 37 minutes. And absolutely. So the music is not the issue.
Oh.
The issue is move it along a little bit, Wiggy.
They do the infamous get behind the ball when you're on the green and crouch down.
Yes, you're not. This particular shot, sir, for you at Granite Links, Captain Hack, is not worth $1 million. This putt is not. You're not Rory McIlroy about to three-putt $5 million away. Like, don't worry about it.
And the thing that bugs me even more, too, is I can't move faster because the group in front of me is moving entirely too slow. And then the guys behind me think it's my fault, so they start hitting into me. And I'm like, dude, you're going to kill somebody, and I can't do anything about this.
Can't they just, like, if they know they're slow, can't they just,
have you play through?
Yeah.
Yeah, but hardos won't let you.
No, they don't let you do that.
No, they have too much
self-pride, which I don't understand. If somebody wants to move faster than me, go for it. You can go right ahead and play through. I'll wait for you.
No,
I'll sit here and drink my beer.
I have no problem with that either. Like, you guys want to keep rolling up on us, like, go ahead, play through.
Because you know, right, when you're on the course, like, if a group is fast.
Yes.
And I don't like when somebody's right behind me. It gives me anxiety. So I'm like, please go through, please.
By the way, City Wiggy, all over the place this weekend. Were you at the All of the North End feasting?
I
kept seeing Instagram stories, you all over the place.
Yeah, we tore down the North End. You know, Johnny Botts, basically, he's out. He's out today in the sense of he's off his ankle bracelet, his Irish Rolex. I met Bean Shooter, which is what they call it.
I don't think you're supposed to call it an Irish Rolex.
Well, that's what he calls it. He's Irish, so I don't know.
Okay.
As an Irish woman on this show, I won't stand for it.
You know what? Take it up with Bean Shooter. You can find him on Instagram. So we were there. We were at Bencardo. And they're looking for Greg, man.
What?
I got to say this, man.
What?
Everybody's like, Greg, where's Greg? He used to come to the North End. Where's he been?
I still go to the North End.
I don't know.
I mean, it's summertime. So
but they say you're like more seaport now.
Well, I mean, it's convenient, really. It's just a matter of convenience.
Because everybody's looking for G Hill down at the feast, but it was a good time.
Well,
do you guys go to the feast at all?
I did not go to the feast this year.
There's like 10 feasts.
Yeah, it's pretty much every weekend in August.
Yeah,
so
it's a good take.
Yeah.
Great take.
My boy wants to bring in some Know Your Rolls. He says he's got the best egg rolls around. He has a chicken palm egg roll. Then he has an egg roll. You know how you like the prosciutto, mozzarella, the chicken cutlet, the balsamic, and an egg roll.
In an egg roll?
In an egg roll. Best egg rolls around.
Really?
My boy Dave D'Ambrosio. It's called Know Your Roll.
That's the name of his business?
Yeah, he said he'll bring
it. Know Your Roll?
Yep, he'll say to bring in some egg rolls.
I'm going to get him in here.
Listen.
I mean, Shime's not eating, but I'll sample one.
How dare you say that about me? I will eat one.
They are so good. If you like that, because I love that type of chicken sandwich.
Yeah.
So
there's
good.
There's a suggestion that the term for what you and Mrs. Wiggins are, empty nesters.
Okay, yeah, that's what we are.
Should be canceled.
Why?
Because it's too negative.
Too negative.
Yeah.
I think it's all about how you look at it. I think some people say we are empty nesters, then other people are depressed.
And I think most people look at it that way.
Yeah.
But what they would like to replace it with is next chapterers.
Oh.
Like you're a next chapterer.
No, I like the empty nesters. Yeah. We're spreading our wings and flying.
Right.
That's what it is.
Yes.
And like I said, we are all over the city enjoying it. Everybody we meet, we say, hey, we're empty nesters now.
Well, there's a woman who writes for Slate.com who says it is subtly offensive or even damaging. Everything is damaging. Have you noticed that everything that occurs, things that have gone on for decades and everybody's been great with are now suddenly damaging? And it's not the people who are damaged by them who bring it up. It's somebody looking on the outside and feeling like they need to speak for everybody else. But anyway, the word empty conveys only absence.
Oh.
It is a word that you never use in a positive way. I do. I use it in a positive way. If the warm seafood tower is empty, it's that means good job by everybody. Time to order another one.
Yeah.
But the term empty nesters is now one which should not be used.
People have too much time on their hands.
I think you were correct about
because nobody would think of empty nesters as a negative until somebody brings up that they believe it's a negative.
Yeah.
And they cause the problem.
And like you said, if the person isn't even one, what the hell are you complaining about? Hey, we are empty nesters. We're not getting rid of that term.
Oh, you're happy about it.
I love it.
Like, I mean, she also suggests that the term doesn't apply anymore. This is kind of sad because you never really get rid of your adult children. They're always coming back to live with you.
That is happening more frequently.
In this economy, yep. Courtney.
Yeah.
In this economy.
But they still, once they, you know, they're all gone, it's like, And like my mother said, if you come back, you paying rent.
In this economy?
In this economy.
You want to come back, guess what? You paying a nice piece of rent.
All right. We're a little bit behind. You want to, you know what? We can get all the leads in. We can do They Said It at 7:20 if you want.
I think that's a great idea.
Okay. So we will get to this morning's leads. Curtis is on vacation this entire week.
He is doing a lot of Castle Island walks. Santo and I and Harry were on one yesterday. He was like 10 feet ahead of us, yelled his name. He didn't hear me. He always has his headphones in. It's like,
he
didn't want to see me. That's fine.
I think he probably ignored you.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine too. You know,
I mean,
he wants.
If you yelled and he didn't hear you, or he was trying to act like
he is always in the zone though when he's on these walks, because I see him quite frequently on them, and it takes a lot to like get his attention.
So is he just doing a staycation?
It seems that way.
Okay.
But he was like, he powers through Castle Island.
Oh,
like, he's cooking when he's walking.
Walker.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
I think he indulged in some bar pizza this weekend though, Greg.
He did.
He texted me for an opinion on a local Marshfield delicacy, Poopsies.
Oh, Poopsies are great.
Excellent spot. And I told him that. I said, hey, excellent spot. Make sure you bring cash only, but excellent spot. You're not going to be disappointed.
Uh-huh.
He was also at the Marshfield Fair for the 14th time.
Right. Yes. Well, that's because James loves the Ferris wheel, I believe.
We got to start switching it up, though, because if people wanted to take us out, they know where to find us. It's like simple. I'm in the North End. You're in the Seaport. Courtney's in Southie, and Curtis is at the park walking around. Like if they literally wanted to take us out, it would not be hot.
Suggesting that we need to change our activities so that we're not abducted.
Yeah.
Makes Courtney feel great. If you could please not do that. Her anxiety's already.
I'm trying to help her out.
No, I know.
I mean, she basically is taking the same route everywhere we go. Like they know where to get us. You want to kidnap us? It wouldn't be that hot.
It would be a two for one. Me and Curtis at Castle Island.
It's a Patriots Monday. We'll talk to Gerard Mayo on this show at 9, and we will be back with our leads next.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Chime, that sounds to me like, well, the lead, the actual guitar lead, sounded like Carlos Santana.
Nailed that, Greg.
And that sounds like Rob Thomas right there.
Not quite.
Let it breathe for a minute. Everything I say to you comes out wrong and never comes out right. So I'll tell you why when I get together and sing on the world with me together forever. Yes, we will. Angels will try again. So I'll tell you why. I notice you singing along.
Yeah.
Who is that?
That's Chad Kroeger of Nickelback, baby.
Oh, yes.
This is the more forgotten track of Santana and Chad Kroeger. Most people remember Into the Night.
Right.
Absolute banger.
Right.
This is Why Don't You and I, which is the other banger that they have.
Did you watch the Nickelback documentary on Netflix?
I have not yet.
It's pretty good. It's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, they were the height of popular and then became uncool, as one might say.
Oh.
They were not lit, Courtney.
Really?
Yeah, no, they were not.
As you and the kids might say.
I don't know what changed, though, because all of a sudden I was in college and Nickelback was a joke.
Yeah.
Like, really? You would sign somebody up for a Nickelback fan club as, like, a joke, and they'd get emails.
I still love Nickelback.
I think it was, honestly, I think it was Beavis and Butthead. I think Beavis and Butthead started making fun of them, and then everybody else joined in.
They're just so good. They have so many hits. Great band. It was my first concert. Love Nickelback.
Yeah. I feel like they're massive, you know?
Nickelback, they have a ton of hits.
Yeah, them, Creed,
Blink
182.
Well, Shine loves Creed.
Resurgence on Creed was one of my favorite things of 2023.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's kind of sad.
I don't understand how that's sad.
One of your favorite things of the entire year?
Yeah, of 2023, Greg.
Okay, well, try going outside.
Mount Rushmore, right? Great things, it would be on it.
Don't you have a girlfriend, supposedly?
Yes,
like
I do.
Like a real one?
Yeah, actually, a real-life person.
Okay. All right, your lead this morning?
Yeah, Greg, it's pretty simple. I'm just kind of glad people are finally able to see what I saw in Drake May prior to the draft. Like, this is the guy I was watching on tape. You'll see it right now on the Twitter. This is the highlight.
On Twitch,
On Twitch, sorry. Of the touchdown that got called back. But it's like, it's moments like that where he's rolling to his left, his weak side. He's able to swing those hips around, throws a rope 40 yards downfield, hits, I think it's Osborne for the touchdown. Like, it's plays like that. And they got called back for an illegal formation play that had no bearing on that play whatsoever.
Yeah.
And so I'm just glad people can finally see just how good Drake May is. Is he going to make some boneheaded mistakes, overthrow a couple passes? Sure. Footwork might look a little wonky. I agree. Go back and watch Aaron Rodgers in like 2010, 2011, and you'll see a lot of what Drake May is. Like, I see so much. I saw it so much last night. He is uber talented, and I cannot wait for him to be the quarterback of the Patriots for the next 10 years.
Are you concerned that he's had very little snaps with the actual ones?
Yeah, it bugs me more than it concerns me. Like, just because, like, he clearly has the talent. He's clearly better than Jacoby Brissett, and yet the Patriots are committed to this plan that they have, which I hate.
Stupid.
Imagine if he didn't have to, when it came to snaps, if he didn't have to worry about diving on the football every time.
Right.
Because they can't get the ball to him. Like, I imagine what he might be.
Yeah.
And again, the argument, you can argue all day long, that's what we're here for. But I keep getting those on the Subaru of New England text line or in the Twitch chat or wherever who are saying, all you've seen is him up against the twos and the threes. This is the Commanders. Like, their twos and threes are like sevens and eights. Like, okay.
And he's still better than Jacoby Brissett, who's also going up against the same people.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, he's the best option that you have.
You could say that about every quarterback, like, who are they going against? Because a lot of teams like Jaden Daniels didn't even play. You know what I mean? So
I guess you could say that about Mac Jones and that extraordinary two-minute drill touchdown that he threw over the weekend, Shime.
Yeah, happy for him. Good for him. I can't discredit it. He looks good. I'm going to say Drake May looks great.
He looks pretty comfortable. Mac Jones looks pretty comfortable.
Yep. I'm happy for him.
He looks pretty good.
Did you see the Doug Peterson quote, too? Sometimes I have to remind him he's not in New England.
Yes. Yes. Absolute shots fired at the New England Patriots. All right. Well, thank you, Shime. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. I thought Jackson was going to get a lead today.
We're running behind.
Okay.
We'll get a transcript of it and post it online.
Okay. Mine is basically echoing Shime's lead this morning. There were two things that I really liked about Drake May. The first, when he first got in there, I was like, ooh, Polk, this is going to be a May-Polk situation where he's going to favor him. He seems comfortable with him, which I love to see, but I didn't want him to become reliant on him. After watching him throughout his entire time playing, he didn't discriminate. It wasn't just a Polk, whether it was Tyquan Thornton or Pop Douglas. Yep. Like, he was comfortable with all of the targets out there, and he didn't just pick one and rely on that person. I loved that. Then when his shoe fell off, let me tell you, to look at a guy lose his shoe in a situation like that and not miss a freaking beat, Drake May, you can't rattle him.
Yeah.
And that's all I want to see. After the last three seasons that we had with Mac Jones, and he seemed like there was the breathing exercises, everything that went along with it, this is not Mac Jones. Drake May is good to go.
Okay.
That's it.
I mean, this happens to those of us who are flip-flop guys all the time.
Yes.
We lose a shoe.
You must have felt seen.
Oftentimes you hit a rug, or it could be even like a little bump in the curb, and you have to recover quickly.
Yep.
And he certainly did recover quickly after losing his shoe.
Yeah, it was very impressive.
He is, when it comes to NFL quarterbacks who could, if they were required to play without their cleats, he would be one who could do it.
He probably could play in flip-flops.
He probably could play in flip-flops if he had to. I've played golf in flip-flops before. I feel like it doesn't really affect my game much. But that might be
I would beg to differ.
Have you seen me play in flip-flops?
I have. I saw you take a tee shot on a par 3 in flip-flops. It didn't go so well.
Shots.
Oh,
we got beef. Beef.
He hosts for 2 days in midday.
No. I believe.
The fine didn't go so well.
It wasn't
a hole in one.
No. You shanked it off to the right. I believe even Maria from Watertown watched you tee off in flip-flops.
Who is so weirdly obsessed that they remember my shot, one of my shots, during the Numbnuts Invitational months ago? And are focused on how bad it was.
Greg, like Chris Curtis and every Tom Brady play, or Sean McVay and every play he's ever called, I remember every golf shot I've ever watched.
I think it was honestly more of a club issue. If I remember it correctly, the club slid in my hands because it was a hot day.
Well, small hands, that happens.
If I remember. Small hands? Now we're doing that?
No, I just...
Wow. Man, you're getting it from all angles.
You brought it up.
All right, we are going to take a quick break. We will get to Wiggy's lead and to my lead on a Patriots Monday coming up next.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.